All right, so get this. Our deep dive today, well, it's inspired by a message, a lesson in trust and patience. You wouldn't believe where it's found, a car wash.
Yeah.
You wouldn't think a car wash would have profound life lessons.
That's for sure.
Right. But
Not your typical source of wisdom, no, but
Mm-hmm.
this message written by someone named Alex, he uses his car wash experience
Yeah.
as kind of like a metaphor
Oh,
for
wow.
navigating some pretty tough life situation.
Oh, okay. So the story starts, he's driving through this like newly renovated car wash, everything's going great, and all of a sudden this barrier appears, seemingly blocking the exit.
Yeah, it's that the unexpected disruption, right? The kind that triggers anxiety and makes us want to take action, like slam on the brakes. Even though in this case, a sign warns, "Do not brake. The barrier will raise at the right time."
Oh my gosh, I can just imagine the tension building. You're like inches away from this barrier, wondering if you're about to crash. It's that feeling of being trapped with like nowhere to go. You know, it reminds me of when I was waiting to hear back about a job offer.
Oh yeah.
That agonizing, you know, just that period of uncertainty was the worst.
Yeah, that's a great parallel. We often, encounter these metaphorical barriers in life. Those moments when we feel stuck, uncertain, and tempted to kind of force a solution. Alex's car wash experience becomes a framework for exploring how we respond to these challenges.
So he even lists some of the things he was dealing with at the time. Mortgage company can't find his house deeds. Ex-wife is refusing to sign some important papers. And then there's the uncertainty about where he'll be living come Christmas time. Talk about hitting a wall.
Yeah.
So how does Alex like connect his car wash anxiety to this pile of personal problems?
He sees those, very real life anxieties as those like metaphorical barriers he's talking about. It's like the car wash experience triggered a moment of clarity, like a realization that the same principles of trust and patience could apply to these larger life stressors.
So instead of panicking and trying to like control everything, he's choosing to trust that things will work out in their own time.
Exactly. And he finds support for this approach in a verse from Psalm 46:10, "Be still and know that I am God."
Wow. Deep stuff for a car wash.
Oh, yeah.
That verse always resonates with me, especially when I feel like I'm spinning out of control. But what does like being still actually look like when you're facing a mountain of problems?
That's a great question. It's not about becoming passive or giving up, right? It's more about shifting our focus from like frantic doing to a place of inner peace and acceptance. It's acknowledging that we don't have all the answers, and sometimes the best course of action is to surrender our need to control everything.
Okay, so there's like a surrender element, but is there also a sense of active participation in this, like being still idea?
Absolutely. It's about recognizing that even when things feel chaotic, we can choose how we respond. We can choose to cultivate stillness within ourselves, even amidst the storm.
So instead of hitting the brakes and potentially making things worse, we keep moving forward with a sense of trust that the barrier will eventually lift.
Precisely. And that's where patience comes into play. It's that ability to withstand the discomfort of uncertainty, the temptation to react impulsively, and instead allow things to unfold in their own time.
Yeah, but that's got to be tough when you're facing those kinds of
Yeah.
real life problems, you know? It's easy to say be patient, but what if the barrier doesn't lift? What if things don't work out the way we hope?
That's where the deeper level of trust comes in. It's about believing that even if things don't go according to our plan, there's a greater purpose at work, and that's something Alex seems to be grappling with as he reflects on those personal anxieties.
So he also quotes 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. That verse always hits me hard. What do you think Alex meant by casting his cares? Is he talking about simply handing over his worries, or was there more to it than that?
I think it goes, beyond just acknowledging our worries. It's about actively releasing them, surrendering them to something greater than ourselves. And for Alex, that seems to be rooted in his faith.
But what about for those of us
Please, Scott.
who may not necessarily subscribe to a specific religious belief? How can we apply that idea of casting our cares?
That's where the concept of surrender becomes really interesting. It doesn't necessarily have to be tied to a religious framework. It could be about surrendering to the flow of life, trusting in the inherent wisdom of the universe, or even just letting go of the need to control every outcome.
So it's about finding that space where we acknowledge our lack of control, but still maintain a sense of agency.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. It's a delicate dance, isn't it? Surrendering to what is while also taking responsible action within our, you know, within our sphere of influence.
Which brings us back to those very like specific anxieties that Alex shared. Let's start with the mortgage company. Losing his house deeds. Right. That's enough to make anyone panic. How did this idea of, you know, trusting the process apply in that scenario?
Well, it's tempting to, you know, to go into overdrive, frantically calling everyone, demanding immediate action.
Oh, yeah.
But what if instead, you know, Alex approached it with a sense of, okay, this is a mess, but it's not the end of the world.
Mm.
He can take practical steps to rectify the situation, contacting the relevant parties, gathering necessary documentation, all while maintaining an underlying belief that the situation will resolve itself eventually.
It's like choosing to focus on.
Right.
What you can control rather than getting bogged down by the things you can't.
Right. Yeah. It's about finding that balance between acceptance and action.
Yeah.
It's not about being passive. It's about channeling your energy effectively.
So instead of letting anxiety paralyze him, he can use it as like fuel to navigate the situation constructively.
Exactly. And that same principle applies to his ex-wife refusing to sign those papers. It's a frustrating emotionally charged situation, but again, what if he approached it with a sense of patience and trust?
Yeah,
maybe there are, you know, underlying reasons for her resistance that need to be addressed, or maybe it's a matter of finding a compromise that works for both parties.
That's assuming the best in a situation where it's easy to assume the worst.
Absolutely, and that shift in perspective can be incredibly powerful.
Yeah.
It's not about being naive; it's about choosing to approach. To approach challenges with a more open and compassionate mindset.
Which leads us to the Christmas conundrum, not knowing where you'll be living during the holidays adds a whole other layer of stress, especially when there are other, you know, personal issues going on.
Absolutely. But what if instead of viewing it as a disaster, Alex chose to see it as an opportunity, an opportunity to create new traditions, to connect with loved ones in different ways, or even to embrace the unexpected adventure of it all.
Wow. That's a completely different way of looking at it. Turning what seems like a negative into a potential positive.
That's the power of perspective.
Yeah.
And that's what I find so inspiring about Alex's story. He's in the midst of some, you know, really tough challenges, yet he finds this moment of clarity, this ability to reframe his experiences through the lens of trust and patience.
It's like that car wash experience became like a catalyst for a major mindset shift.
Yeah.
And he's chosen to like share that with the world, or at least anyone who happens to read the sign at his car wash.
Which begs the question, right? How many other people drove through that car wash that day completely oblivious to the profound message hidden in plain sight?
Yeah, it makes you wonder, how many of us miss those everyday opportunities for reflection and growth? Because we're so caught up in our own heads, in our own anxieties.
That's a powerful observation.
It's a
reminder to be present, to be open to the unexpected lessons life throws our way, even in the most mundane of places.
I know I'm guilty of rushing through life on autopilot sometimes, but this conversation has definitely made me want to be more like mindful. Those little nudges, those moments where life seems to be offering like a different perspective.
And those nudges can come from anywhere, right?
Yeah.
A car wash, a conversation, even a podcast episode like this one.
Right.
Well, the key is to be receptive, to be willing to listen and learn.
So if we're going to apply like Alex's experience to our own lives, how can we become more adept at recognizing those metaphorical barriers and navigating them with more trust and patience? Because let's be honest, life throws a lot of curveballs our way.
That's where cultivating self-awareness becomes crucial. The more the more we understand our own patterns, our default reactions to stress and uncertainty, the better equipped we are to make conscious choices about how we respond.
Well, it's like building a mental muscle. That ability to pause, assess, and choose a response, that aligns with trust and patience.
Right.
Rather than, you know, just reacting out of fear or frustration.
Exactly. And the more we practice that, the easier it becomes. It's like it's like training ourselves to see those barriers, not as roadblocks, but as opportunities for growth and learning.
Which is a much more empowering way to look at it. But how do we actually like cultivate that trust when things feel really uncertain? Because, I mean, it's easy to say trust the process, but what if that little voice in the back of our head keeps whispering, you know, what if it all goes wrong?
I think that's where finding our own personal anchors of trust becomes important.
Yeah.
For some people, that might be their faith, as it seems to be for yeah. Alex. For others, it might yeah. be a connection to nature,
yeah.
a belief in their own resilience,
yeah.
or even just a deep sense of knowing that that they'll figure things out no matter what.
It's about finding that source of inner strength that helps us weather the storm, so to speak.
Right. It's that that unshakable belief that even in the midst of chaos, there's mm-hmm. a deeper order, a guiding force, or simply an inherent wisdom that's yeah. always working in our favor, even if we can't see it in the moment.
That's a really comforting thought, because let's be honest, life can feel pretty chaotic sometimes. And this whole conversation has got me thinking about all the times I've like panicked unnecessarily, all the times I've tried to like force a solution instead of just letting go and trusting that things would unfold as they should.
We've all been there. It's part of being human.
Right.
But the more we can cultivate that awareness,
yeah.
that ability to step back and observe our own reactions, the more empowered we become to choose a different path.
A path that leads to greater peace, even amidst the inevitable challenges that life throws our way.
And that's the real beauty of it, isn't it? Yeah. We don't have to eliminate challenges altogether. We just mm-hmm. we just need to learn how to dance with them gracefully.
Speaking of dancing, I mean, I'm curious, have you ever had a car wash experience that sparked a philosophical revelation?
Not quite a car wash,
yeah.
but I once found a profound quote written on like a napkin at a diner. It completely shifted my perspective on a problem I was grappling with at the time.
Yeah.
It's amazing how those little nuggets of wisdom can appear in the most unexpected places.
It's like the universe is always trying to teach us something if we're just willing to pay attention. So maybe the next time we find ourselves in a seemingly mundane situation, you know, whether it's a car wash, a diner,
yeah, yeah.
or even just like waiting in line at the grocery store, we should take a moment to pause, breathe.
Yeah.
And ask ourselves, what can I learn from this?
That's a wonderful practice to cultivate. It's about bringing that sense of mindfulness and intention
mm-hmm.
to the everyday experiences. Who knows what mm-hmm. What insights might emerge?
And maybe, just maybe, we'll discover that even the most
yeah.
frustrating or anxiety-provoking situations hold hidden gems of wisdom just waiting to be mm-hmm. uncovered. Kind of like Alex's car wash epiphany.
Precisely. It's a reminder that we're constantly surrounded by opportunities for growth yeah. and learning, if we're just open to
receiving them. So as we wrap up this deep dive into trust and patience, I want to leave you with this thought. The next time you encounter a metaphorical barrier in your life, remember Alex and his car wash wisdom. Choose trust over panic. Find stillness amidst the chaos and embrace the journey, knowing that even the most challenging detours can lead to incredible growth and transformation. And hey, if you happen to find yourself
at a car wash with some
yeah.
profound signage, snap a pic and send it our way. We'd love to see it.
Until next time, remember, the barrier will raise at the right time. Just don't break.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. We'll catch you next time.